So my name is Kate Bloxham, and I am going to tell you just a little bit about the Pregnancy Center of Central Virginia and my involvement in it and how I became involved in it. So I grew up in a Christian home, and my draw to pro-life causes started from a young age. Even as a little girl, my heart broke for the unborn. If you can picture it, I was an 8-year-old roller skating around my neighborhood in a "It's a Child, Not a Choice" t-shirt. I had one particularly lovely purple number that came down to my knees that showed the gestation all the way through from conception to birth. My mother suggested I just sleep in that one. So I was a very special child, and I grew up, and I had 3 babies of my own, and I always knew that I would get involved with the Crisis Pregnancy Center when I had more time, when my babies were all older, when they were all in school, you know, when life just slowed down a little bit. And every January, I would be here and see the mission of the month in the bulletin and the call for counselors and think, yes, that will be great one day. I'll definitely do that. Then last January, I had the pleasure of hearing Susan Verschneider's amazing testimony. I was so moved, as I know many of you were, by Susan's brave decision for life. And that day, I glanced at my bulletin, just like I always do, with tears in my eyes after she spoke, and I saw the counselors needed headline, and I heard the Lord say, "If not now, when? If not now, when?" It still gives me goosebumps. So I took a second look. I thought, oh, wow, maybe I should do this. The timing of the training sessions didn't work at all. I had a preschooler to pick up and drop off. We were moving that month. How could I possibly be in 2 places at one time? But that afternoon, I decided to take the first step. I emailed the center director and signed up for the training, and the Lord, as you probably can imagine, took care of every logistic. I decided to obey, and my life will forever be changed. So I've been working at the Greenbrier Center for almost a year. I show up every Wednesday morning and trust who the Lord will bring through that door. And just so you all know who that might be, it could be a 23-year-old mother of 3 desperate to go through our Building Blocks program to earn points to get a pack and play so that Child Protective Services can see she has a safe place for her 5-month-old to sleep. It could be the 19-year-old who drove almost an hour because she does not have a doctor and wants to confirm she is pregnant, even showing me pictures of the 5 positive home pregnancy tests she took. We offer free pregnancy tests and verification, and we can set up with Medicaid and refer to a doctor. It could be a beautiful young married woman in her 20s with 2 small children who is so ravaged by the guilt and shame of an abortion she had 10 years ago that she feels she cannot go on. How could God ever forgive her? We have support groups and Bible studies to find healing and forgiveness for post-abortive women of all ages. Or it could be a woman in her 30s in the midst of a contentious divorce who finds herself pregnant with her 3rd child and doesn't know what to do. These are all clients I've seen personally in the last 10 months. And here's the reality. When a pregnant girl walks through our doors, her life has already changed. There's no quick fix to go back in time and undo what has been done, no matter what the world might tell her. Whether she chooses to carry the baby and parent it herself, or carry the baby and place it for adoption, or have an abortion, her life will never be the same. So what we do is provide a safe place for these young women to simply take a minute, breathe, understand truthfully what each option means, and tell her she can do this. We can come alongside her with resources and support, but she can do this. What's more empowering than that? So 2 quick takeaways from this morning. 1, I highly recommend obeying the Lord. It will bless you in more ways than you can imagine. And 2, think of the pregnancy centers in our communities. We have 2 centers in Charlottesville, 1 downtown and 1 on Greenbrier Drive, which is positioned strategically between the 2 abortion clinics in town. There's also 1 in Orange and 1 in Culpeper. Maybe the Lord is calling you to give your time or your money or your prayers. The battle is very real, and I can tell you the Holy Spirit is working. Thank you.